Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that many people seem to be struggling, including myself at certain point in my business. The topic will be, where do I go to find good help? A lot of business are not able to scale and grow at the pace that they want because they are not able to find good help. But let's define the concept or the definition of what does good help means. I think before we decide to hire, we need to ask ourselves as a CEO of the business, what type of help do we need and why do we need it? Instead of hiring in a hurry, that's when mistakes are made. Before you hire, you should not be hiring at the time that you need to hire. You should already be looking at the people that you want to hire, or the role, actually, I would say people, the role that you want to have a human to occupy that role, or the position that you want a team member to be able to occupy that role, you need to identify the role that you are hiring to fulfill. And then you have to ask yourself, why do you need that role to be fulfilled? A lot of times, as small business owners, we struggle with understanding what should be the first person to hire. Like, what type of people are we hiring first in our business? And then, when should we hire? Can we afford to hire? So this is a very big topic, okay? When to hire and who to hire. Who to hire, let's go back, okay? Let's go back to talk about who to hire and then when to hire and how to hire and how to keep them. How about that? So I'm trying to keep everything in a short time frame, 30 minutes or less. So who to hire? First and foremost, you have to ask yourself, what is it in the day-to-day operation that you think is below your pay grade, okay? It's taking too much of your time, too much of your energy, you're not good at, and you're wasting time, your precious time, because you are very expensive, and your brain power, trying to figure things out when this is not your zone of genius, to get this thing done. What are the tasks that you need someone to do it faster and better than you? It's not that you don't know how to do it. You can do it. You probably can do it well. But your time should be spent when you're first starting a business or when you're at early stage of your business. Your time should be spent a lot on building your brand visibility and sales outreach. Brand visibility, sales outreach. Brand visibility, sales outreach. That's all you should be focusing on, I would say, in the first 2 to 3 years of your business. And then, of course, as you mature, then it's a different type of visibility and a different type of sales outreach. But the first 3 years, you as a CEO of the business should be focusing on that. So what are the other things that you need help with that is not brand visibility and sales outreach? It would be all the admin tasks, client fulfillment tasks, right? All those things that you shouldn't be spending your time on because you are, first and foremost, the brain behind the company. And your time needs to be spent on brand visibility and sales outreach. So the very first person you need to hire would be someone who is able to be, number one, tech savvy, number two, very organized, and to be able to do all the virtual assistant work. If you're able to get somebody who is very good with social media, which will be that would be fantastic, because this person can help you to format all your posts, format all your videos, and all you need to do is to create the content, because you're still promoting your brand visibility, and you are also doing sales outreach. So you want to be able to get somebody to be able to do all the behind the scene work, where you will be doing the brand visibility work and sales outreach work. So this person should be making sure that they do all the client fulfillment work. Okay, if you hire somebody who is able to be a super VA, who's able to talk to your client for some admin work, like maybe sending some invoice, sending a proposal, sending a contract, and also contacting vendors, reconcile your invoice, and is also tech savvy enough to format your posts, your video, that will be your first person to hire. It could be two separate roles, a VA and also a social media person. Then they're busy doing all this back-end work and you are busy doing the front-end work, okay? When to hire is the day that you start your business, okay? You may not be able to afford them at this point in time. So you have to think that this is an investment in your business. If you don't have savings to invest in your business, that means you can only hire when you have money coming in. Then you need to make a conscientious effort that whenever you get a client, you need to put aside some money for hiring a part-time help. You need to make an effort for that, because the longer you delay, the more it's going to eat up your time and the slower you're going to grow your business. So every single booking that you made, you need to save at least 30% to use as funding to hire somebody. And you want to already start looking for the people, not at the time that you want to hire, but before the time that you want to hire, because you will need to, while you're looking for that person, you are getting more and more clear about what you need help with, number one. And you also want to be able to give yourself time. You never want to hire in a hurry. Give yourself time to look at the different options and talk to different people to find the good fit. I didn't say the best fit, because you will have hiring mistakes, and because sometimes people are not honest on the call about their capability. And then when they come on, you realize that they were not exactly who they say they were. So you're going to have to go through a few hire. When I say hire, it doesn't have to be a W-2. It can be a 1099. Okay, so you want to be able to give yourself time to go through a few errors to find one that can do most of the job. If you're lucky, you'll find one who can do all the job in a timely fashion. You're extremely lucky. So I will talk about what happens if you do find somebody like that. In the meantime, you are going to constantly refine the responsibility of this person. And you are also going to keep talking to different people. You may not be able to find one who's able to do it all, so you may have to compromise, or who may not be able to do it all at the very beginning, but with time, it's able to do it all. And I, in my personal experience, wasn't able to find somebody who can do it all at the very beginning, everything that I want them to do, but with time, I've given them, they have taken on some more trainings and they're able to fulfill the rest of the things that I want to delegate out. Okay? So you want to give yourself some time to look for this person. So again, in terms of the funding, if you don't have savings to invest in your business and you can hire from the get-go, then you need to make an effort that every business that you book, you need to set aside at least 30% for labor. Okay? Now, what happens when you find this person? How do we keep them, right? How do we make sure that they stay because they are super contractor, super employee? you have to be so clear about the job description or what the task, what are the responsibilities. You have to be so clear. And you need, as a leader, to be able to communicate your expectation very clearly. Very, very clearly. I cannot stress how important this is. You need to express how you measure their performance and how you expect them to fulfill the job. If you're hiring a contractor, you've got to be a little bit careful because a contractor is not an employee. So they are not working according to clock in, clock out. They work according to their own hours and they should also know how to do the job. So it doesn't require so much of your training. You can give them some guidelines on what is your expectation and they should already know how to do the job. And if they tell you this is how they do their job because they are 1099, you cannot actually tell them how to do the job. Then if you are not comfortable with how they do the job, you can express to them how you want the job to be done. And then they can see if they can do it the way that you want them to do it, especially if you're a control freak. But I have learned that I don't tell them how to get the job done. I let them do how they normally would do the job. And the reason why I decided to hire them as a contractor is because I've already seen the work that they have done and I like the work they have done. So I don't have to micromanage them to tell them exactly how to do the job. Unless how they do the job is not what I expect, but I can see that they can adapt to how I want the job to be done, then I can share with them how I like the job to be done. And I will also share with them what is the expected results that I'm going to get from them based on our expectation, our agreement. Okay? You have to be so clear and you need to encourage. You need to encourage the person that you're going to hire as either as a contractor or an employee to be so clear about what they can do. Don't lie because it will be a waste of your time and their time. Don't hesitate to hire a contractor or a W-2 because you don't have all your SOP in place, standard operating procedure, because that person could do it for you. Okay, especially when it's an employee. And I have taught many people inside a mentorship program, when you're creating your SOP, is you can just record yourself doing the task itself and you can show them this is your process. And then you can ask them, can you do something like that? Or are you already doing something like this if it's a contractor? So that is your SOP. That is your training. Okay. And that is you explaining your expectation, how you like the job to be done. And then you show them the end result on that video. So there is no misunderstanding anywhere. Oh, I didn't know that you like it to be done this way. Oh, I didn't know I'm supposed to produce this result. It's very clear. Once you are extremely clear about your expectation and how you like it to be done, when you like it to be done, allow them or encourage them to be very open to you and with you about how they feel about the whole process. And some people may just want to get the job because they need the money. But you have to be so clear about you don't like wasting time nor money, and they should not, because it will be miserable. Okay. When I hire somebody as a 1099, a contractor, I have, like, for instance, my social media person, I was very clear about my expectation about what needs to be done every single week on which day and what time. Okay. And how would the end results look like? It wouldn't be perfect for the first few times for sure. And I have to be realistic about that. And they have to be open for feedback. And I also told them about my personality, how I work, how fast I think, how fast I work, and my expectation. So they're not just learning about the job itself or the responsibility itself or the assignment they decide to take on, but they're also learning about the person that they will be servicing, which is in this case, me. So you want to encourage them to express how they feel about me. And I also will tell them how I feel about them. I could have somebody who's extremely qualified, but I just don't like her energy. or I don't think she can deal with my craziness, or I don't think she can deal with my pop-up request because that's how fast I move. And I may want to do something next week and I need the assets to be done this week. Some people may not move with that type of pace, and it will be a very difficult relationship if they cannot work at the same pace as I am. So you not only want to talk about the job, the assignment itself, but you also will want to talk about how are you as a person? How do you communicate? Do you communicate by text message? Do you like to talk on the phone? Do you communicate by email? You want to document everything? And are you sometimes very blunt? Can they take someone who is very blunt and encourage them to tell you how do they communicate? Are they a slow lorry? Do they take forever to get back to you? Are they a stickler for, I only work from 8 to 5. Don't call me, don't talk to me after a certain time. If you are someone who is a night owl and you have ideas coming up and you start texting this person, but you're not expecting this person to respond, and that puts the other person on edge, then you are not a good match. So to build a team, it's not just knowing the job, but really finding someone who can gel with your personality, and most importantly, also support and see the reason why you do certain things and support your vision, your mission, your course, your purpose. Okay, so they can show up fully to do the job and it's not just another job. Okay, is it easy to find that person? Absolutely not, because they may love what they are going to do for you. But if you compensate them poorly, they're not going to take the job. If you don't treat them well, they're not going to take the job. If you constantly flip-flopping about your expectation, they're not going to take the job, or they won't stay long for the job. And I can tell you that I make the mistake myself as I grow every day into growing my business and to become the CEO that I want to be, that can lead a good company and have a good team. So don't be hard on yourself if you messed up, or don't be hard on yourself or get frustrated when you can't find the right person. You have to keep looking, okay? Again, I said that you have to be very, very clear about your expectation, and the other person needs to be very clear about the expectation as well. And then what happens after that? Like, how do we keep them? Keeping them on, just know that if they have the option to want to work for everybody or anyone, okay? As your business grow, they will grow. As your business grow, you grow as well. And your business evolves, okay? Your business evolves. And when your business evolves, this role may become obsolete, or this role will require a different responsibility. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to keep that person. You have to be, I won't say cold-hearted about it, you've got to be a matter of fact about it. Do not keep a contractor or employee when they are already past that season. That means they have made the choice not to grow with the company, or they simply can't grow with the company no matter how they try, because of their personality, because of the way they think, or they just am not able to get on with the program, okay? And that is the time that you have to ask yourself, does it make sense to keep this person in the company, because you do see that this person can still do other things within the company, or it's just time to say goodbye? You cannot make everyone happy. Somebody certainly will say something bad about you when you let someone go. It's just a very difficult thing to do, okay? This type of conversation is very, very difficult to have. But if you have already had conversations with either a contractor or employee about your expectation and it's not met, or there's conflict along the way, these are already signs that it's time to hire another person. But you have to look inwardly if you have already done whatever you're supposed to do to communicate your expectation and where your company is evolving into, and are they refusing to go with your vision? Are they refusing to change the way they do things? Or this contractor is only suitable at this stage of that of your business and they cannot evolve to go to another stage. Relationship is something that is extremely tricky and delicate, okay? So it's not just about the money. It's not just about the leadership. You could be the best leader. You could be paying the best. But if your contractor or your employee is not able to evolve with you, then it's not happening, okay? Where to find these people? Every time I go out, if I have a good meal in a restaurant, have got excellent service, I talk to anybody. It could be a server, it could be a venue coordinator, it could be an event planner at another hotel or a venue. It could be some random person, okay, that somebody that I met and I realized, wow, you know what? This person has got great personality and they have shown certain things that tell me that they could be a good fit in my company culture. Sometimes you can hire through an employment agency that you can get contracted help as well. So those agency normally are very strict in letting people register with them, and because they make a certain commission or they get a certain cut of the fee when you pay for the help that you are hiring from that agency. So they want to make sure that they maintain their reputation as well. So employment agency is one aspect. Ask around your peers in your industry, like, hey, do you know who and who, or do you know somebody who can do this and do that? Like, we're in the events field. That means being personable, having customer service skills, being resourceful, being able to think on your feet, and being flexible, okay, to changes are extremely important things that I pay attention to. So like servers, restaurant servers, event coordinators, venue coordinators, other event planners, these are the people that I look for and come work with me in my coaching program or even with M2 Hospitality, okay? If I need somebody from social media, then I join certain groups where there's other female entrepreneurs and I ask them, hey, do you have somebody that you know? Because they also could be going through a hiring cycle and somebody who's not a good fit for them may be a good fit for me. They may say that, oh, you know, I have somebody, but I no longer need this person anymore because we're growing, or decide not to pursue this position. And then they will refer somebody to me. So I constantly talk to other business owners and I constantly keep my eye out. And any random person that I think has a good personality and I have a conversation with them. And ultimately, when you talk to that person, I think the point here is when you talk to this person, you have to be so clear about what they want in life. Why do they want to even want to have a continual conversation with you? What does this particular job means to them, job or assignment means to them? And what is their history when they're working for somebody? Okay, so you want to know a lot about them. It's not just about you. You want to know a lot about them. Ask them to just chit-chat with you. And through the chit-chat, ask questions. Listen carefully and ask questions. Because if they say that I just need to get this job to pay a bill, everybody does that too. But if you're paying $10 an hour and the other person down the street is paying $15 an hour, it's just a job for them. They're not going to stick with you. So it has to be a bigger purpose. You have to ask questions like, do you decide to work with somebody because of how much they pay? Or if two companies are offering the same pay, how would you pick which one to work with? Ask them what's their decision-making factor when they decide to work with somebody. What is the other thing apart from money? Then you want to offer, then you see, you ask yourself, can you offer that type of flexibility or benefits, right? I always tell my team members that I will never mess with their time off and their money. These two, time off and money, is extremely important. So apart from that, some people will want to work for or take on a job when they realize that the leader of the company is very inspiring, constantly have good ideas, and they want to learn from that person. So learning and growth is more important for them than the money itself or the flexibility of the job. Or somebody else say that they want to learn on, like they are looking for just pure money. Then for you, you know that the only way to keep that person, especially a salesperson, okay? They're sales-driven, they're money-driven. Then you never want to mess with their commission. So you have to ask them if they can they be micromanaged about how they conduct their sales call and also their manage their closing rate, manage their sales outreach activities. And if they say they don't like to be managed that way, that's a problem. Because in a sales position, you want to be able to track how many sales outreach that they do, what is their how many people they talk to, and what is their closing rate, to be able to audit their sales call as well. So all these things, if they don't like to be micromanaged in these three areas, you got a problem, okay? Because you got nothing to go back to reference why are they not meeting their numbers. If they are meeting their numbers, okay, then you got no problem. Let them go do what they are supposed to do and you just stay away from their path. But if they're not closing sales, you have every single right as the leader of the company to really micromanage. Don't let emotions that they say, oh, you're micromanaging me. Well, at least you're saying that from the very get-go that before they take on the position that you already told them that I will be looking at how many sales outreach you're doing every single week. But as a sales position, you also want to give them the resources to be able to market and sell. If you have a terrible product or you don't have a viable product or service, then you're making the sales person do a job that is extremely difficult for them to do. So it's both sides, okay? So it's really not that complex, but it's also complex from the human perspective. From the human perspective in regards to handling the emotions, okay? At the end of the day, numbers, data has to take into consideration. You have to take into consideration numbers, data, money, and measuring performance, measuring results. All these have to be taken into consideration when you're hiring somebody, okay? There is no special place to hire the best person. It is a combination of finding a person that is not going to be perfect and how can you make it perfect for your company as much as possible. Change the mindset about that. How can I find, all right? It's not a magic place to find them. There's no magic place to hire them. There is not a silver bullet way to get these people. It's about talking to people, getting referrals, keeping your eyes and your ears out, and have this mindset that you will never be able to find the perfect person who's able to do the way that you want them to do it perfectly or your way. You got to be open. You as a leader has to provide them the resources and the guidance, okay? The way that you want to guide your team, and they need to be able to receive your guidance in the way they want to be guided. So it's a constantly open communication. Therefore, it's no one way or the other. It's moving along, molding as you go along to find that person, molding the person, molding yourself so that everybody fits into this sphere of a company culture that nobody wants to leave. Okay, because it's so good. All right. Well, that's it for today. This is a topic that I can go on and on and on because it's really no one way to do one thing. You have to be so open and giving and leading and listening and communicating and encourage the other person to do that as well. Okay. All right. Probably you'll have to listen to this a few times to really sink in and grab the concept of where to find the best person, okay, and how to build a company culture. Listen to it a few times. I myself are still going through this whole cycle myself, and I'm still learning. So don't feel bad if you are not moving for as fast as you want, because I have to tell myself every single day. Every day is a growing experience. All right. Now, if you have not registered for our Slaying Sales Workshop, which is happening on May 5th to May 7th, by the time this podcast is released, it will be released on March 5th to March 7th. By the time this podcast is being released, it would be released on March 7th. You would have, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, then you may be able to catch the third day of the Slaying Sales Workshop. Now, if you wanted to attend live, you could still attend live and register for it. Just go to the show notes of this podcast and register for it. If you miss the first 2 days, which is March 5th and 7th, get the paid option so you can get the replay. The live option, it's only for for the day that you're attending live, okay? It's only $47 for the paid option, and you get 2 mini courses. So I think it's a bargain. And for me, it's like a no-brainer. And so go to the show notes and register for Slaying Sales if sales is something that you think you need help with in your business. All right? Don't forget to send us to rate us, give us a review, and also share our podcast to anybody whom you think will benefit from listening to our podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.